Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, maybe there'll be a Shrine football game coming up this summer in Casper. As the Wyoming Shrine Bowl Executive Director Frank Selby released the information, at least on the coaching staff, as heading the North team will be Cody Bronk head coach Matt McFadden, as he has chosen Thunder Basin's Trent Pakulka, also Cody's Jim Talich, Kirk McLaughlin from Bighorn, Wright's Larry Uredi, and also Zeb Hagen from Metizzi. Out of the South team, Brett Walk from Mountain View picked Paul Garcia from East, Wes Gamble of Douglas, Mountain View's Michael Collins, Saratoga's Logan Wright, and Jack Cobb from Little Snake River, as they will announce the rosters coming up within the next couple weeks. Wyoming Shrine Bowl is set to start up on Saturday, June 12th. Yellowstone Quake Hockey, well, since they came back from, well, the Christmas break on January 1st, the Quake ended up beating Bozeman 5-2. And then in the rematch the next day, they stopped Bozeman 5-3. Then their series with Helena last week had Helena winning the first one 6-0, but then the next day, the Quake came back in a matinee matchup at home to beat Helena 4-1, as the Quake are off until the 15th when they host Butte beginning at 7:30 at the Riley Arena. Checking out the sports schedule coming up tomorrow is the varsity quad that'll take place at Powell High School for the wrestling team. For the Panthers, they're bringing in some high-powered teams, including defending state champion Star Valley. They'll also have a matchup against Moorcroft and Worland, all invited to the quad that will take place tomorrow. Also on the sports schedule, the Panthers swim team in action later on this afternoon as they'll face off against Lander. Then, for tomorrow, they will host a triangular beginning at 11 a.m. And for the Panther basketball teams, they're off tonight, but in action tomorrow when they'll be at Rocky Mountain, the JV game starting at 4, the girls' varsity matchup at 5:30, and then the boys beginning at 7 o'clock at a girls' matchup for the Panthers, a rematch of against the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A. And for the boys' matchup, it's the number 3 team in the state in 3A against the number 1 team in Class 2A, all taking place in Cowley at Rocky tomorrow night. And you can tune into those games right here on KPOW. We're back with more after this.